Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're midway through this week's devotion for coming from the devotional book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. It's a collection of 13 weeks of daily devotions where each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how God would have us to serve. And this week is focused on serving by faith. And today's topic is powerful faith. We've been looking at faith all this week, and we'll continue to see how it ought to impact the way we serve, how it ought to influence not only how we serve, but perhaps even who we serve. Many people are familiar with the 11th chapter of Hebrews as what we at times call the Hall of Faith. It's a listing of many characters, people from the Bible, that God used to do great things. And by the time you get towards the end of the chapter, you get this summary, I guess, for lack of a better word, as the writer says, you know, what more could I say? I could tell you of all of these other people that I don't even have time to tell you about. And yet he does, just a little more briefly than the ones mentioned prior to that. But of all the great things that were accomplished in their life and through their life, and all in the context of what faith looks like. And I know many times we read the Bible, we read of these characters, of these individuals doing incredible things. And whether we say it out loud, mentally, we kind of add a disclaimer, well, that was them. They're Bible people. And we completely forget or dismiss the scripture that says Elijah was a man just like us. He was human just like we are. And yet he prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain. And again, he prayed that it would, and it did. Now, if you go back and you read the context of what happened and how difficult it was for Elijah during those 3.5 years that there was no rain, you ought to realize fairly quickly that the praying that the rain would stop really wasn't his idea. In fact, God had told him to go present himself to the king and say, King, it's not going to rain. And the faith in his prayers was not so much getting his way, but it was aligning his way with God's. And the same when it was time for it to rain, God called upon him to pray that it would rain, because it was God's desire, God's plan. I ask in the devotional book, have you ever done something that at one time in your life you thought was impossible? I suspect most of us have been there. Something that we said to ourselves, I'll never understand this. I'll never be able to do this. And yet, through faith, through pressing on, through continuing to learn, to practice, to try, we found ourselves doing the very thing we said we never could. And we recognize that as a part of the growth in life. And then somehow we lose sight of that when it comes to putting our faith into action. God calls us to serve a certain person or a group of people, and we say, I can never do that. And the question is, why not? And many times it's because, well, we don't have confidence in ourselves, but also because we don't have confidence in God to use us in the way that He says He wants to. You see, this powerful faith is a faith that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We quote the verse, we generally know the verse, but do we live the verse? You see, it's the application that says, the faith that I have is a powerful faith. And sometimes we try it. We have something in our mind that we want to do, and we keep telling ourselves, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. And it doesn't work. And we become disillusioned. It would be like me setting a goal as I want to go down to the gym and just impress people with how powerful God is, and walk in there and bench press 500 pounds. I'm not a weightlifter. I've not trained to do that. I've not built up the strength or the stamina or anything else. But I keep telling myself as I walk into the gym, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. And I get there and the bar doesn't budge. Why not? Well, because I'm not prepared, but also in application to the verse, it's not something God has called me to do or instructed me to do or sent me to do. It has nothing to do with faith. It would be me trying to claim a promise of God that He didn't promise. You see, contextually, doing all things through Christ who strengthens Him, I can do all things that God calls me to do through Christ who gives me strength. But we hear that and we'd like to add a few words. I can do all things easily through Christ who gives me strength. And just because we can do the things God called us to do doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean it's going to be automatic. It generally will require work and effort. You go back and read that list, whether it's the big list in more detail at the first part of chapter 11 of Hebrews, or it's that condensed list near the end. These were people who sacrificed much to allow God to work through them. And living with a powerful faith says that I believe God can do what He says He will do. In the prayer guide that I publish each week, to this week has been focused on a new command, a new kind of love. To love like Jesus loves. And today's specific topic is on loving our enemies. Doing good to those who hate us. To pray for those who mistreat us and harm us. And we hear that and I say, I can't do that. You see, that's where powerful faith comes in. It's something God has told us to do. It's something that we know He wants us to do. And it's that God says, I can do that through Christ who gives me strength. And as we serve people, that includes those that are our enemies, those that hate us, those that we hate. Those who mistreat us, those who speak evil about us. And God says, love them. Serve them. Do good. And a powerful faith says, God can change them. God can transform them. God can make something good out of this. Many times our growth in this powerful faith comes as a result of remembering, seeing how God has worked in our life, seeing how He has worked in the lives of others, growing in trust because we've seen Him show up. So many things in life that we are able to accomplish could easily be said, that was thought impossible until somebody did it. As we look at life, we look at the way God wants us to serve people, and our human flesh says, that's impossible. And then we see that Jesus did it. And we look around and we find that others are doing it. And we grow in this powerful faith because God continually proves Himself trustworthy. Continually shows Himself to be faithful. You see, most things when it comes to living a powerful life in human terms requires that we work at it. And living a powerful life with a powerful faith requires that we work at it. That we put our faith into action, that we step out. And when God says to love our enemies, we do it. And even when we might be saying, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I trust God. Our powerful faith, our small faith grows into a powerful faith. Shortly after high school, I had a roofing job and decided roofing wasn't something I wanted to do as a career. And so I went to college to study computer technology. I've told this story in different venues and applications, but you probably likely have heard it. But I was a fairly typical young person in the early 80s, and my thought was, what can I do that will earn me the most money possible? And specifically at that time, it was a computer technology degree. So I went and I studied and I excelled in school. And then one day I reached the point that I had put this off for as long as I could. And I finally had to sign up for a speech class. And I grew up and still am. Shy would be an understatement. And I went to that speech class and they handed out the syllabus and said, these are all the speeches that you will have to do in front of the class. And I walked out and I didn't go back. I said, that's impossible. I can't stand up in front of people and talk. I can't. Through a lot of circumstances, a lot of time with God, a lot of learning to trust, God put me in a position where I, other than a COVID year, where I travel and I speak in front of people. Not because I've become a different person physically, not even because I've become a different person mentally, but because in that area specifically, I've grown with a powerful faith. That when I speak, I know that God can use those words, even though I'm still terrified. And when we serve people with that kind of faith, that's where God says, I know you can't do it, but I can. Trust me. And our faith becomes powerful when we're willing to spend time with God and say, God, what do you want? And we're willing to listen. And we're willing to do. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You call us to yourself with important work to do, but you love us regardless. Your desire is that we would grow in faith, that our faith would become powerful as we allow you to work in us and we allow you to work through us. Father, today I pray that every one of us would desire to trust you deeply enough that we allow your power to be seen. Oh, Father, I pray that we would look at the opportunities that you put before us to serve people, and especially those opportunities that look impossible, especially those people that we think, I can't. That when we know that they are people that you've called us to serve, that we would follow up that I can't with the statement of you can. And you can use me. Father, then that we would live obediently by faith, serving in all circumstances, learning to love our enemies, learning to do good and to pray for those who are against us. Fathers, we have opportunity to serve. May we serve with this powerful faith that seeks to understand your will and to put it into practice. Father, may be our goal not to be so much that we are seen as powerful, but strictly that you are known as powerful. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that this powerful faith would be instilled in their life. That the dreams that they have that you've placed within them would be surrendered to you in a way that you are allowed to work and to fulfill those dreams, to bring them to completion in order to bring honor and glory to Jesus. Oh, Father, today as we go through life, whatever happens to be in front of us, may we have spent time with you in prayer and listening and your word, recognizing how you would have us to live. And in those times where we encounter situations that we have no clue what to do in, may we continually turn to you so that our responses and our direction are always coming from you. Father, when we look into your word and we see people who do incredible things, rather than convince ourselves that we could never do that, may we look at them and realize that it was your power working through them, and that same power is able to work through us. But Father, rather than attempt to be imitators of those who live by faith in every detail of their life, may our imitation be the faith, so that our actions are not what they did, but they're what you want us to do. Father, just as Abraham left his home and traveled to a country that you were to show him by faith, because you called him to do that, may the obedience in that faith be the heart of our response. For some, you may be calling to leave home and to go somewhere and do service in a place that they're not familiar with. And for others, you may be calling them to sit tight where they're at and to serve in a way that they right now believe is impossible. Both require the same powerful faith, the faith that says you can work and you are to be trusted. Father, today as I pray, I think of so many people who are struggling, asking, what do you want us to do? And God, I pray that we would continue to ask that question, but that we would ask it with an open Bible and an open mind, an open heart and spirit, that we would not only read your word and pray, but we would listen to what it says. And then fill us with that powerful faith that does what it says. Father, in doing so, may we be those who lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.